This next story will not surprise you. Honolulu is full of potholes. Yes, we can see your eye roll from here. Fixing potholes is costing taxpayers and drivers millions. Civil Beat intern reporter Courtney Teague has today's reality check. Hi, Courtney.
Hi, Beth Ann. Thanks for having me on.
Well, you know, we heard last year that we have in Honolulu the 11th worst roads among large urban areas. Not good news, but not necessarily unexpected news. But to find out how much this is costing drivers and taxpayers, both to be able to repair the roads and just to repair your car when you go into some of those deep potholes, that's pretty astounding. How much is it costing us?
So Honolulu drivers actually pay about $745 annually because of car problems stemming from poor road conditions. That's about $200 more than the national average.
And in terms of how much it costs us to keep filling those potholes?
Well, we don't know that figure exactly, but between claims and lawsuits over the past 5 years, taxpayers have paid about $2.5 million.
A lot of money there, too. But it seems that we are always seeing some road repair work being done, filling the potholes. But we've questioned for a long time, are we filling them with the right thing? Are we sort of being, you know, penny wise and pound foolish with them, with the asphalt and maybe even the time to get out there and fix them so that those cracks don't widen and water gets underneath it and the whole cycle starts all over again? What have you been told?
So part of what's at issue here is Honolulu's climate. That constant sun and rain is hard on the asphalt, but it's not necessarily harder on the asphalt than other parts of the country that see freezing temperatures or snow. But what really seems to be the crux of the issue here is the quality of repairs that the city is doing. They've been described as cost-effective but amateurish by one UH engineering expert.
I bet we can not name who that is. That would be... Professor Providoris, no.
Right. So the city fills potholes by clearing them out, filling them in with asphalt. However, he points to superior European techniques that involve squaring off the edges of the pothole, filling them in with asphalt, and then driving over them with a heavy truck or some sort of heavy machinery that really compacts it down.
Isn't this also a matter of setting time, too? Because very often we've seen potholes being fixed, and then off they go to work on the next one, and cars, you know, drive on it, and it may not have time to actually cure.
Yeah, sure. So there's just so many calls to get to. Actually, last year, between city roads and state highways and freeways, about 76,000 potholes were filled. So a lot of the time when potholes are just packed down with shovels or not with heavy machinery, those potholes are already being hit by traffic and sometimes even rain that can open them right up again. So that is a problem as well.
Which many of us know, having driven past them or tried to get around them. Thanks a lot, Courtney. Oh, what to do about this? That's the question we've been asking for a really long time, huh? Thanks very much. We'll keep asking it and see if we get any better answers. Courtney Teague is an intern at civilbeat.org. Every day we check in with Civil Beat for a reality check.